Episode 3111, A Little Goes a Long Way.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. What's up? I'm sure you are totally busy and full with lots to do with the summer coming to a close if you have children. I know, because school's around the corner. Some people actually have already started school. Scary thought, but it's true. Today, though, I want you to think about how you're doing when it comes to your lifestyle. We all need to reflect on that once in a while. We do it here every week. A little goes a long way. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, take a deep breath because you are in for a ride. I don't know about you, but man, healthy living, it's tough sometimes. And I say it's tough because of everything that's out there now. We are just bombarded with junk, literally, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on your tablet, whether it's in your ears, as you're listening to something. I mean, come on, how much more junk do we need when it comes to our bodies? Well, honestly, a little goes a long way. And I think it's something we really need to look at and be intentional about, because embarking on a healthy living journey doesn't have to be overwhelming. Oftentimes, though, what happens? Well, we feel the pressure of having to make radical changes all at once. It's the all-in mentality. And for some people, it works. But for you, maybe you need to go about it in a different manner. Stop and smell the roses. A little goes a long way. You know, because when you do stop and smell the roses, who wants to increase stress and become more discouraged? I don't want to. You know, I'm wondering, though, too, when we look at all of this, where do you feel like you've skipped out on yourself? I know that's a strange question. But sometimes when you're coming off of summer, maybe you didn't reach your goals when it comes to your healthy living, whether that's gaining muscle, losing weight, and that losing weight may be 20 pounds, 30 pounds, you know, 50 pounds, whatever it is. And you've tried to be good, but, you know, you go out and there's just a lot of junk. And I got to agree with you, the junk tastes really good though. Oh, it's delicious. But it's not serving you. And at some point, you have to say, what really matters? Because it's oh so easy to do everything for everyone else, yet not give a second thought to yourself. And so when you keep giving, 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 and you're like, yeah, I'm just going to do it because, well, everybody else is doing it. And you're not saying, wait a minute, I need to do this for me. And this is what this looks like. And you get to define it. Don't throw away the greatest gift given to your family. It's you, my friend. It's you. And I get it. I get the give, give, give. I am a giver. I love to give. I am one who says, I'll stay up. I'll do crazy things for people at weirdest times. I'll take on projects that I shouldn't be taking on. I do it. And where does it get me? Losing sleep, not eating right, you know, awkward hours. Me trying to tend to everything else. And then I'm like, oh, wait, but then I have to do my stuff. And so my stuff's been put on the back burner. So I play catch up all the time. Well, where's the mustard? Okay, haha, you got it. Okay, so I won't quit my day job. Or I won't take up comedy or anything. But seriously, we've got to look at our health. We've got to figure out what is going to work. And I know for me, and if you've been around for a while, my health, it's a struggle. And I would say it's not necessarily directly my health. It's my body, how it chemically processes the world, how my cells receive nutrition, how my body responds to movement. And it seems like I always have to have the extreme one way or the other. It becomes honestly beyond ridiculous. And I think I cannot be that weird. I have had tests run, doctors, naturopath, DOs, MDs, you name it. I've had pharmacists. I've worked with everybody, personal trainers. I mean, I've even taken courses, not because I want to do something for other people, but because I want the knowledge for me. Talk about being selfish. And I still don't find the answers. And I'm sitting here thinking, this is ridiculous. I have so many tests run, and guess what? They all come back, oh, you're normal. I'm like, there's no way. There's got to be something abnormal. I don't know. I'm still looking for that magic pill. But guess what? We're not going to find it. And if you're wanting really, really, really to have a life that's of high quality, where you can live the optimal dream as you go and grow older, I mean, like seriously, you got to take care of yourself. Because otherwise, you're just going to be kind of slow-mo. And who wants to be kind of slow-mo? Like my grandson, he moves too fast. Grandma needs to keep up with him. Well, I can't do that if I have weight attached to me. So I got to get it off. I got to figure it out for my body. So when you take small steps toward a healthier lifestyle, you get to make a significant difference for yourself in the long run. So get ready to do, well, just a little. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do just a little. Now, doing a little doesn't mean that you aren't doing anything at all, right? It also doesn't mean you get to be lazy, because I think it's like, oh, I was just told I don't have to do anything. No, I didn't say that. You may be thinking I said that. You're trying to fill in my sentences before I finish my sentences. But you got to do just a little. But by doing just a little, you get done a lot. You are being very strategic with how you work your habits to support your everyday mission of living healthy. And that's really the key, is what works for your body, not your husband's, not your kids, not your dog's. It's your health. Okay, because, and I mentioned dogs in there, by the way. Why? I don't know the latest statistics, but let me tell you, we spend more money on our dogs than we do on ourselves. Go figure. Is that you? Now, I'm not pointing fingers. I know I'm not pointing that finger at me. I love my animals, but I also know there's a point where no is no and we let things happen. I don't let them suffer, but it's one of those things where, okay, I still have a family I have to take care of. I got to put food on the table and a roof over the head, clothes on the body, you know, all of that. So when you're looking at this, and you're being strategic. And what I mean by strategic, it's like, okay, for some OCD, right? You are just so spot on with exactly what you want to do and you're going for the gusto. Now, that doesn't mean you're doing a lot, but it's tweaking just a little bit here, a little bit there, adding it in. So as you work with your daily habits, it's going to support your everyday mission of living healthy. So what can you do? Number one, find joy. Joy. In movement. Exercise is crucial. It's a crucial component of healthy living. But it doesn't have to mean spending hours at the gym or running a marathon. I used to do that. Both of them. Except I wasn't at the gym. I was at my home gym. But I was still at the gym. I was doing things. I kid you not. You want my honest story? Yeah. On average, probably 2.5 to 3 hours daily. I didn't even take a day off daily. And I wonder why I have a few issues. My foot doesn't like to do some things. My shoulder's a little bit out of whack. And I actually know when and where it happened, but it doesn't change the things that I was doing it the wrong way. I don't know about you, but I want all my body parts when I leave this earth and head off to heaven. I don't want to be the bionic woman. I mean, it sounds kind of cool, but I don't want to have to carry around paperwork that says, here, when I go to fly, yeah, I've got about 5,000 pieces of metal in me. I want to be me, the way God created me to be. And in order to do that, I've got to do what I need to do for my body. And movement is part of it. And you've got to find the joy in the movement, but you don't have to kill yourself. So start by incorporating enjoyable physical activities in your daily routine. Take that leisurely walk in nature. And I would highly recommend that, by the way. My favorite thing to do is that. dance to your favorite uplifting music. Man, when you're cooking in the kitchen, just dance. Put on some uplifting music. I don't care what it is. If you like rock and roll, put on the good old rock and roll music. If you're one who goes for a little more heavy metal, if you're all country, turn up the tunes and just go out and enjoy yourself. Dance to your favorite music. You know, these activities can help boost your mood. It'll improve your overall cardiovascular health and increase your overall fitness levels. Now, let me say this for a moment, because in the news, you probably heard LeBron James' son had a cardiac arrest. Now, I'm not going to go into details with that because you can go out and read the details and things change all the time. My thing is this. It's not so much about who he is, but because he literally has access to anything regarding his health and his well-being, and he was a top athlete, to think that at the age of 18, he could have something like this. Now, we can go into all different directions, right? We can think conspiracy theory and vaccinations. We can think genetics. We can think epigenetics. We can go into what was he eating and nutrition. How was he exercising? Was he overdoing it? Okay, we can think about that whole 360. I don't care what side of the spectrum you're on, but this is the one thing I want you to take away from this, because it's in the news, right? So let's talk about it. You got to take care of yourself, because no one else will. Now, I'm making the assumption that there was nothing wrong, and we may never know. My thing is this. You don't know when something drastic can happen, like cardiac arrest. If you want to live longer and really have the feeling of, gosh, I am alive, and thank you, Lord, that I am alive, you've got to take care of yourself. And I know that, hands down with me. That's why I'm doing some things too. So think outside the box. Don't do something that is normal for you. Take up a new activity that's fun and challenging in all the positive ways, like pickleball maybe. It might be a good option for you. Maybe swimming instead of running, okay? Remember, if you want good health, you got to give it to yourself. No one else is going to come to you and say, you know what, I think you need to be doing this. Now, you may have someone who loves you that will say that, but how do you think you're going to take it? Probably isn't going to go over too well, is it? Because we're going to assume they're talking about something else. So find joy in movement. Number two, nourish your body with wholesome foods. And the key here is wholesome. Nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining optimal health. So rather than completely overhauling your diet at night, yeah, don't be so drastic. Don't sit there and go on the cabbage diet or whatever. Yeah, that just sounds disgusting, by the way. But we'll leave that for another episode. Begin by making small dietary changes. Plus, when you do this, by the way, when you're making these small changes, being very strategic with them, you're going to get to know your body more. Let me tell you, when I eat something, I literally know if my cells are celebrating or if they're about ready to jump off the bridge and say, we're done. We're done here. You're losing a few. This is not a good idea. And then there's other times it's like, everybody out. And it's just a catastrophe. I know it. One thing in my mouth, usually within 5 minutes. At the longest, it's usually 15 minutes. That's how well I know my body. I can give you a whole list of how different foods react with my body. Now, for you, you're probably like, oh, well, you know, I'm fine. Or, nope, if something doesn't feel right, I just pop Tums. Yeah, you see, that's what's not going to get you very far. It's great for once in a while, but is that really the lifestyle you want? You just want to eat that chalk? Disgusting, in my opinion. In my opinion. I get it if you truly have a problem, but you know what? We have such great technology out there. If you are suffering, I want to encourage you. Go get a hold of your medical provider and say, you know what? I need this workup. And here, yes, I'm going to be a commercial for this. When was the last time you went in for your wellness checkup? Once a year, you're supposed to go. I don't care if you're male or female. Get to the doctor and get your basics checked. because anything you can catch earlier is so much better. And nowadays with technology, a lot of things can be dealt with, regardless of what it is. So don't be afraid of your physician or your medical provider. Go and make an appointment and see them, okay? I'm just saying. So let's go back though real quick here to your wholesome foods, right? Incorporate more fruits and vegetables into your meals. If you're good at one, then work at the other. If you're not good at either, start with one. If you're like, I really need to work on fruits, great. I would encourage you eat your fruits before 12 noon and then eat majority of vegetables at night. That'll also help keep your sugar levels and all that, your blood glucose level, even. Okay, so swap out sugary drinks for water. Pack nourishing snacks. So go for those almonds and cheese and apple slices. Oh, but you may say, oh, but I'm dairy free. Great. So go with instead granola and have some nutty butter, right? Some good nut butter. So your almond butter, something like that with apple slices. Oh, delicious. Okay. Do some change ups on things like that. It's just little, but let me tell you, having that type of nourishing snack versus a Snickers bar. I have nothing against Snickers bar, by the way. I'm just using it as a name. I could call it a candy bar. But yes, Snickers is not a sponsor of this episode. However, I would say, though, that when you're looking at those two, what do you think is better? Come on. And some people would say, well, you don't get the cheese with a Snickers bar, but you do get the nuts. And you get a few other things. Yeah, I get that. But it doesn't help. Because if you look at your sugar, and that's the whole key, sugar as in carbs, okay? All the same, your cells see it as the same. When you make these small changes, it can gradually improve your overall diet and it can provide your body with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, all of which we need, okay? And then finally, number three, quality sleep. Oh, yes. In our fast-paced world, and we're just getting faster, by the way, it just keeps going and going faster and faster. Getting enough sleep often takes a back seat, right? I already told you, I'll say yes to lots of people and I'll stay up. And there are days that I spend well into early morning. And when I say well into the early morning, I'm talking 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I got up the previous morning at 7 o'clock. Do you think that's really good for my body? Yeah, I don't think so. Don't send me those hate emails. Okay. I know. I get it. I'm working on it. I promise you. That's why it's here, because it's so important. Good quality sleep is crucial for overall health and well-being. So establish a consistent sleep routine, even on the weekends. Yes, you can sleep in a little bit, but guess what? I would encourage you, go to bed at a reasonable time, get up about the same time, maybe extend yourself 30 minutes or so naturally, and then take a nap. If for some reason you're getting out of whack and you know your sleep schedule's off for the weekend, take a nap, okay? It's okay, I just gave you permission. So when you establish that consistent routine, also create a calming environment in your bedroom. Try relaxation techniques such as meditation or reading before bed. You can get so many, there are so many things out there now. I mean, just like everything. If you're one who likes nature, you can get a sound machine. In fact, you don't even need that. Put it on your phone. Oh, wait, your phone's not supposed to be in your bedroom. Yes, blue light. Okay, we know all of this, right? But are you doing it? Now, I'm also here to tell you, remember, a little goes a long way. So do just a little. Don't try to make 20 changes. Number one, you're going to forget what really matters. You may find that just having a sound machine and some noise is going to help you fall asleep. They've got stuff you can put in your ears now. Oh, yeah. And it doesn't allow you to play anything else but their sleep stuff. It's fabulous. They should be a sponsor of this episode because sleep is a problem for me. But yes, definitely, you got to sleep. And when you make these small changes, it will help improve your sleep quality, which will then in turn boost your energy levels and enhance cognitive function. So let me share this with you. When you are making any changes to your routine, conduct it in a manner that you will succeed. In other words, don't set yourself up for failure. It's real easy for us to think that, okay, I can do this and you're all in and you want to change 20,000 different things. But I'm here to tell you, that's too many. Little steps, do just a little. Because if you try to change everything and something else goes wrong, you're going to be like, see, I knew it. I was going to fail. And some of us, I've been here too, are like, but I'm setting myself up for failure so I have an excuse not to do it. And I'm going to be okay with where I am yet. You complain and whine where you are. You don't like what you have to wear in your closet. Nothing fits right. You don't, you know, all of this. We know all the excuses in the world. But you're still where you are. Let me ask you this question. As you're listening to this episode right now, a year from now, if you're exactly where you are right now, how will you feel? Think about that. Don't jump too quick to answer it. How will you really feel? I know I've been working on a few things myself. I'll share with you a little bit of my story. Now, you understand my body is very different, very unique. I don't know, I'm probably in the top 1% of something that's radically ridiculous in how my body works. Regardless, I am determined to figure this out. And so right now, some would say I am crazy, but I am working very hard to get to bed before midnight. My goal is eventually by 10:30. So little changes. So if I can get to bed, right? I first started out like, I'm going to get to bed before 2 o'clock. Woohoo. That is success. Then I was like, okay, I'm going to push it to 1 o'clock. Woohoo. That's even more success. Now, if I can just get it before midnight, I got it. And again, it's really trying to figure it out. And some people say, Christine, what are you doing? I have a lot on my plate. There's just a lot of moving parts. We have a larger family. I'm coming and going. I help them. You know, anyway, it's long. I'm running a business. We're doing new stuff like TV, Create Your Now. It's got some new things coming up. We're expanding in some areas, which is exciting for you, which more information to come. Hopefully we'll have some more information here come August into September. And I'm thrilled with it. But there is a lot of stress that goes with that. There's also a lot of work that only I can do. And so who has to do it if it's going to get done? Well, me. So I really have to look at it. And so I'm living this out right now. Just do a little. And so I am doing a little. I've just kept moving up my time frame going, okay, I can do this. I can do this. The last two nights I've been in bed before midnight. Woohoo! That's like a major celebration, by the way. And I'm still trying to do it. Now, another thing I'm doing is I work with some incredible products that I take for myself. And when I eat food, and it's almost, I kid you not, anything. And it sounds like the coyotes are going off. And they just start howling. And they just keep going and going. I better watch out because I'm going to wake up the puppy dogs. But they're taking a nap right now. But in that, right, I know my body is like, this is not good for me. I can't do this. I'm like, this is ridiculous. What else is there? So I have some extraordinary products I'm working with, and I am doing right now a liquid diet. So I have meal replacements that are, yes, shakes. They're full meal replacement. Everything's balanced. And as of right now, it's working very well for me. But I also don't like it. But I also know right now it's working for me. So I'm taking it literally one drink at a time. I'm not even setting an expectation for tomorrow. My expectation is, can I get through this with three of my drinks? Yes, yes, and yes. And when I say three drinks, I'm not adding anything in. I'm not doctoring it up. I am keeping it so steady Eddie. And right now it's working. So we'll see. Then I'm going to switch it up. I know some people are like, Christine, why are you sharing this with me? It's pretty extreme. I get it. But we all have to do what's right for us. That's why I say you have to know your body. I can sit here and make suggestions for you. And there's so much out there. You know, we kind of pretend that, oh, I don't know, because we really just don't want to do it. We kind of pull the lazy card. And we're just, I don't want to work that hard. And as we get older, I'm here to tell you, you have to work harder. I'm just telling you like it is. And it's not because you have to do more. It's just that your metabolism is changing. You are aging. I mean, we age every day, but you know what I mean. Our body is different. And so we really have to look at it. And for some people, it's like, well, I'm going to keep eating my Mexican food, but yeah, I get heartburn. So I'm okay with eating the chalk afterwards. Okay, that's great for you, but not for me. For me, I can't do that. I do not like eating the food. I mean, I love eating the food. I don't like eating the chalk. And so if I don't like eating the chalk, then what has to change? What I eat and put in my mouth. See what I mean? See where I'm going? Now, some would say, so you're not going to have Mexican food? Oh, no, I love it. But understand this. I'm very strategic about when I eat it and what I eat with it. So for me, no sugary drinks, nothing with bubbles, because it upsets me even more. And then I know, okay, I can have a little bit of this, like the beans, I can have just a little bit. I can't have a lot, believe it or not, I can only have just a little bit of my avocado. And it's better that I have just the straight avocado. Don't give it to me as guacamole, I need just the avocado. And I do much better with it, okay? This is how detailed it is. Friend, I'm telling you, you need to get detailed with your body, because otherwise no one else is. And you're going to be wondering what's going on. So if you're like, I think maybe I can do this, or if you want help, hey, reach out to me. I'm here. Okay. You can also come over to our community right now. We're hanging out at createyournow.mn.co. Okay. There's an app for it. You can do the desktop. I like both, but come on over there. It's a platform that is off of Facebook. I chose that for a reason. Privacy is my utmost concern. And I want to be able to protect those who come into the community as best as I can. I mean, there's not a guarantee, right? When you do things in life with anything, even when you change things and you do just a little, but you can always make tweaks. And so that's where we are right now. That's where we're hanging out. We've opened up that community. It's brand new. It's small and growing. So come on over. We'd love to see you there. But understand this, right? When you're making any changes to your routine, conduct it in a manner that you will succeed. Remember, healthy living is a lifelong journey. I'll keep you up to date as to what my life is going like as we move from week to week to week. It's not easy. And I can tell you this, it's not fair. But I'm in it for the long haul. And I've been searching, I've been going on, it's been about probably a year or so now of me kind of journeying through specific things, working with specific doctors and practitioners, and really looking, I mean, from resetting my gut, I have done the extreme of the extreme. I mean, we would be here forever if I told you all that I did. I ate things that I was like, am I serious that I'm putting this in my mouth? I'm like, I thought only like little creatures eat this, not me as a human being. But I ate it. And for me, it did not work. So again, you have to do what's right for you and figure it out. So take that first step today towards a healthier, happier you. And let the process unfold gradually, right? Don't rush it, because you know what? A little goes a long way. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day and stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.